degrees in Nashville. We're headed towards a high in the low 90s with a heat index as high as 99 today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Despite a recently failed execution attempt, calls from medical professionals, and a lengthy appeal for clemency, Governor Bill Lee says the execution of Daryl Hines will go forward as planned on August 13th. And so will Tennessee's other planned executions this year, Krista Pike in September and Gary Sutton in December. A bill before Nashville's Metro Council could ban right turns at red lights in the city's urban center. The proposal comes in response to a series of pedestrian deaths this year, including a collision on Broadway this past weekend that killed an Australian tourist and injured three more people. The Tennessean reports the bill would allow the Nashville Department of Transportation to decide which intersections in the urban services district should continue to allow right turns on red, but only after conducting a safety study showing that it wouldn't endanger pedestrians or cyclists. Students and researchers at Belmont University will soon be able to hold the works of Johnny Cash in their hands.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Belmont recently acquired an $8.6 million collection of Johnny Cash's personal archives. It includes correspondence with fellow artists, personal notes, photographs, handwritten lyrics, and cassette tapes made by the country music legend. The material will be available for viewing by appointment in a secure reading room in the future Johnny Cash Learning Center, which is going up on Music Row as part of Belmont's Mike Curb College of Entertainment and Music Business. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.